Well, late in the week, we asked to speak with the West Tigers CEO, Shane Richardson, and it was after the club had produced the great signing of Sunia Taruva for the next 3 years. And subsequently, Shane has signed a four-year deal with the West Tigers. And now he's come into the broadcast box where he's got to put up again with Luke Lewis. Shane, welcome, mate. Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to see you, except for Luke Lewis. Yeah, he's still a serial pest.
Oh, I'm glad you say that.
He is.
Don't be like that, mate.
Some people
don't
believe it. I miss you. Serial pest. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go, see?
No, to be fair, like Richo's ripping into me because I'm here, but it's really, it was Luke Rooney. But he...
I haven't had the opportunity to spend 4 days a week with Luke Rooney.
Yeah.
But I do with you, Louie, and I'm on Shane Richardson's side.
Yeah, he was a shocker.
Mate, well done on the new deal. Your tenure at the club, you know, overseeing a lot of change brought about in the off-season from the independent review, a new chairman and Barry O'Farrell, new board by and large, but it was a short-term deal. We didn't know where it was going to go. There was talk that maybe South were looking to reunite you and Wayne Bennett next year, looking in hypothetical land, but you've landed on a four-year deal. What was the process like, and was there any thought of you not taking that up?
Yeah, well, I didn't really join to take it up, so I was sort of brought in as a consultant virtually for 6 months to sort of clean it up and get it in a situation structurally, be able to go forward, you know, assess the football department, assess the commercial department. And so that started, and then we got into the strategic plan, all that sort of stuff. So after about 4 months, I sort of said, you know, Barry, if you want me to stay, I'll stay. But if you don't, I'm happy to ride off into the sunset. So sat down and sort of worked that out. It was really nothing about the tenure or the money. It was really about making sure that the things we were promising in the public space about, independent board and true corporate governance, it was really a matter of making sure that that was the case.
Because from an outsider looking in, it seemed like you were overtaking a bit of a mess of an organisation. Was it better, worse, or about the same as you thought it might be coming in?
Oh, look, the football side of things is always pretty easy to sort of get involved with. Like, I've sort of got a bit of a McDonald's thing that we've done wherever I've been. You get involved with the juniors, get them set up, the middle rung of blokes that do the job and have some super really good qualities at the top. But so and changing structures and making sure everybody's answerable to everybody. You know, we put off 5 people, which was sad, but at the end of the day, we never replaced them. So we're sort of, you know, running a bit fat and in the football side. We cleaned that up pretty quickly. And really, the challenge is on the commercial side because we're really low down there. But everybody's jumped in and we'll have another sellout here today. So it's quite a phenomenon, really, when you consider we're 2-4.
In a row here.
Yeah, it is. 2 sellouts, in a row here. Yeah. Both sellouts, yeah. We're better handling this one better than the last one. But we weren't ready for any sellouts out here. But it's anyway, the bottom line is, yeah, it's been really exciting. And so and a great group of people. And I'm... You know, I wouldn't have done this if I didn't believe in Benji. And, I didn't know Benji really from a bar of soap when I came here. So even though I recruited him for Wayne, I left after I sort of did that. And at the end of the day, I just sat down, we've talked things through, and we've already struck up a really good relationship, and I let him do his job and he lets me do mine.
Richard, going back to when you first came over to Penrith, I was a young pup then, but when you came over to Penrith, you had this real clear motto that you wanted to be known for, and that was be the number one recognised club in the world.
Yep.
Is that something that you've sort of come over to the West Tigers with as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, but what we have, we put that in the strategic plan that we want to be the number one sporting club in Sydney. So, I mean, if you don't set targets, no footballer, you never went into a season thinking you couldn't win a grand final.
Yeah, true.
Even if you probably thought, you know, the bookmakers said, well, they said last when we won one.
Yeah, that's right.
So, they don't know and no one knows, but it's just a matter of time and working your way through it. So you never put any ceilings on what you can do and certainly not putting any ceilings on this one.
What's the process as being your role coming in? How do you sort of... Can you talk us through the steps of what you try and do to get the club into that situation?
Well, I was a bit lucky this time because I started 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks of January, and there was no one there. So I was able to go through all the books and salary cap all by myself in my thongs and shirt and sort of got a good idea and understanding of the balance sheet. Where we were financially, what our finances were, the benchmarking of the NRL. So then when everybody staff came back, including the players and that sort of, I had a good idea where that was, and then I had to have a close look. I don't sort of rush in and bring my own people in or anything like that, so sort of had to take my time and have a look at the people and how good they were and how good they weren't and then work out what we needed to do to make the place better. So that's what we've really been engaged in. I say that I came in to stop the bleeding. We've stopped the bleeding now, so we can now plan for the future.
Richard, obviously you mentioned a sellout here today, back-to-back sellouts at Campbelltown. Obviously, we know where Leichhardt's at. How many games will Campbelltown and Leichhardt host next season?
Oh, well, we haven't made a decision on that. I mean, everybody wants me to say this and that, but at the end of the day, I had meetings during the week with events in New South Wales or stadiums in New South Wales. They're coming back with plans and offers, and I've been meeting with the Campbelltown Council, and it's not just about playing out here; it's about what we're trying to do in the southwest out here. And of course, my feelings about Leichhardt, and I'm working with Darcy and his GM, and to try and make some head nor tail of that. But at the moment, we're just sort of working through the process. We'll make a decision by the end of May, because we need to know where we're going for our membership, for our crowds for next year, for everything we're doing. So we've got to make the decision, but we're not going to make the decision without having all the information.
Obviously, big news broke during the week around Sinea Taruva signing for you guys for the next three seasons. How did that sort of signing come about, and where do you see his long-term position, next year in the squad?
Look, he's a great player. I mean, first of all, he's quick. I mean, you can't teach two things in rugby league: quick pace and toughness. And he's quick. And he's a great value. And he's also in the lower grade. Well, it's the lower grades, the ball and mats and things like that. He always played fullback centre. He's a great backup to Jareem. Obviously, I think we'll look at the centre for next year, and we've got some great young kids coming through on the wings and centres as well. So we're in a pretty good space that way. So, yeah, it was a great get for us, and I liked the way we did it. So it was good stuff.
When you now have signings like Jareem Luai and Sunia Taruva, I appreciate they're both from the same club, but how much, from your experience, credibility does that give the West Tigers when you're going in pursuit of other players over the next, one, two, three seasons?
Yeah, I think some of the clauses we had in our contracts from last year and before were all about people not sure wanting to be here, and so let's just see how it goes first. Now it's not like that at all. It's all about we want them to be here, and we want to actually we want to be part of it all. So we've got a good group of people, so we're in a good space.
Stefano Utogamano is one of those players with one of the weirdest contracts I've heard of.
It was the weirdest I've ever seen.
So I read reports in the paper today.
I actually made a really big offer to Michael Maguire to make sure he got selected in the first two.
Yes, that's right.
a lot bigger offer than Stefano was going
to
get made.
Well, the other thing is you need to incentivise Benji to get the team into the final. One of those, and you're sweet.
Yeah.
But so what's your process there? You said you're going to be meeting with his management in the next week or so.
Oh, yeah, obviously met with his manager, Mark, for years, and, we sort of did the deal at my house a couple of weeks ago. Well, not good the deal, but we thought we had a really good chance, and we waited till now, but they've waived Penrith have waived the 10 days, so we're able to sort of get that finalised now, so we'll do that over the next three or four days.
And in terms of Stefano, mate, what's the situation like with him? You'll meet with his agent next week, is my understanding, and you try and lock him down long term, or do you wait to see what happens with those clauses?
Well, that's a discussion we'll have with him. As I said, it's a weird old contract. So Stefano wants to be here, which he's made clear, so as young Galvin. That's not necessarily the case. It was at near the end of the year. And we want him to be here, so it's just a matter of sitting down and trying to work it out with his manager, who, again, I've known for years and years. He used to be one of our sponsors when I was at South, so with Schweppes. So anyway, at the end of the day, it's really a matter of sitting down, taking our time, working it out, and we'll get it done.
Where do you see, you look at that roster now, you've added Jareem, you've added Taruva, you've got some young and up-and-coming players. Where do you look to hit the market for next year? Are you guys done?
We're done. So we don't need to hit the market. We needed an outside back. It's a ridiculous thing. You go out there and recruit this and recruit that. We've got some great kids out. And Matt's played in the grand final this week, and we've got a young centre there that could go and be anything. Got some great young kids. Most of them are playing second grade today, and the second grade's not winning, but they're competing every week, and they'll get better and better playing against men instead of kids. So at the end of the day, we're really comfortable where we are, and like we did at Penrith and we did at South, let's give our own juniors a go first before we start bringing blokes in from outside. And, we won a lot of juniors in that side at Penrith and a lot of juniors in that side at South, and we've got 10,000 juniors we're hoping to get next year, so there's no reason why we should be recruiting outside.
Just want to follow something up, Shane, about, where you're going to play home games in the future. A lot of it, as you've made the point, comes down to corporates and the fact that you guys are currently restricted in that area compared to some other clubs. Can you just explain that to fans? Because there'd be some who think Richo's come in, been here 3 months and wants to get rid of Leichhardt and Campbelltown.
No, man, I grew up with Brisbane playing Leichhardt and the old, midweek comp and everything else. So it's not that. And we did it after we won, so it's not whinging, by the way. So, but, you look at that game. We sold it out. We had 13,000-something people there because you can't really – H&M, they won't let you put more than 13,000 people there. They might declare more. Well, that's what they let you put in. We had 500 sponsors. We sold out months or weeks, as we're sold out here. And so the next week we play Parramatta at Parramatta, 28,000 people, 2,200 corporates. And you tell me, and we had over a third of the crowd.
Yeah.
So there's no way we're not a big club. There's no way we can't fill Parramatta against big games. And so really how it's senseless if we want to be that sort of club, if we're going to restrict ourselves by the number of games we can play. Now, if you're gonna play out of grounds where you get 13,000 or 17,000, you're going to average 14,500. We want to average 20+, and that's what the big clubs do. So you can only do that if you look forward to that. And it's not easy. It's not an easy decision to make, but it's about the club, West Tigers, becoming what we want us to be, and you can't do that by making soft decisions.
Have you and the club had, I assume, heaps of feedback about that, but has there been a surprising amount of people supporting that move, or is it all leave us where we are?
Oh, I mean, look, people don't, you know. The reality is we've got 2,500 members at Leichhardt. We had 7,000 members at Moore Park. We moved out to what's on, and we got 32,000 members and average crowds of 20,000. Now, I know there's going to be people upset we're not playing there, but at the end of the day, it's what we're going to do best for West Tigers and for the future of the club, so we can be standalone, not be relying on any league's club money, put money back into the game that we want to do in the juniors, etc. So to do that, you've got to have a business plan that maximises the value in it, and it's just as simple as that.
I like the idea of what you're saying there, Richo, though, too. It gives you a home base as a team at the moment. Always, and I've said this for a while, the West Tigers for me still seem a little bit lost because you've got three different home grounds. You've got one here, you've got one at Leichhardt, you play at Parramatta, and you're sort of going, who are we representing? But if you've got that one area and you're representing every second week and that's where you go, I think it's brilliant.
Well, you know, the growth corridor out to the southwest is unbelievable. It's the biggest in Australia. You know, there's 500,000 people coming here over the next 10 years. You know, it's just, there's nothing about the economics about the southwest that isn't positive. And we haven't had great relationships with West MacArthur, the league's club out there, which has got 95,000 members. We haven't had a great relationship with the Campbelltown Council. You know, we're running around the place looking at Liverpool and everything else. The reality is our future is out here, but on the way through, we've got to have grounds that are big enough for us to play big games at. And, you know, and I think that's really crucial. When we play the Parramattas, we play the Penriths, we play the Bulldogs, we're going to draw more than 20,000 every single time. So you can't do all that here or there.
Well, that's interesting. You refer to that Easter Monday game against Parramatta. Calling that game, it seemed like the Tigers overwhelmed Parramatta in their fans.
That's the first time I realised just how much their passion was. And, of course, everybody says, oh, it's Parramatta Stadium, but it's Penrith Stadium next year, and you know, it's our stadium. Whoever's stadium, it's not. The grass is no different from Penrith to here, mate. You just got to make sure that you win. I mean, everybody said we'll never win a game when we went out to Accor. Won lots of games, won a premiership. So I don't think you can just start talking about it that way. But what you've got to do is show that you're going to be as professional off the field as you want the players to be on the field.